Hello and welcome to I Have a Story to Tell with Wadzenai Mabuto. Today I have the honor and the privilege to be joined by an amazing young lady called Nomfanelo Buthelezi. Nomfanelo, thank you so much for coming and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Wadzi. I really appreciate it.
This interview, Nomfanelo, is just so close to my heart because not only have I had the honor to interview you, but I've had the honor of working with you for the past 6 months. But before we get to that juicy part, I just want to get to know a bit more about you. Tell us a bit more about yourself. Who are you? Who is Nomfanelo Buthelezi?
Thank you so much, Wadzi. Okay, so Nomfanelo Buthelezi is a young 23-year-old woman. I currently live with my parents. I was born in a small town called Orkney. So we moved around a lot growing up because my dad is in mining. So we moved around a lot during that time. Actually, I was in six different primary schools growing up. So we moved around a lot. Wow. Yeah.
So you were in a primary school every year?
Yes, basically. Each year I was in a different primary school, but then luckily in high school, my father decided to stabilize us a little bit. So I spent a lot of my time in Valco, which is another small town in the Free States. And And then now I'm currently based in the east of Johannesburg in a small town called Brakpan. I'm also a pastor's kid. Both my parents are pastors. We are pastoring a church. On weekends, I'm also a Sunday school teacher, which is very fun but stressful.
Imagine.
Yes. I studied accounting at Varsity and I did my honors, my PGD brother in financial management. I've always really liked numbers. They make sense to me. Everything with numbers, like there's rules, and if you apply the rules, you're going to get the answer. So that always something I'm drawn to, and it always makes sense to me. That's all about me. I'm also really shy. I don't know. A lot of people know that about me, that she's a very shy person. But yeah.
Wow, well, you do a very good job at being shy and just doing a good just being you and giving your all. But again, we're gonna get into that a bit later on. So you've always been in really small towns growing up. How is that, and you did your education in Johannesburg. How has that shift been? Because Johannesburg is not a small town. It's very far from being a small town. How was that for you?
It was crazy because I remember in my matric class, there were 10 of us. That was the matric class. There was only 10 of us. Wow. And then I got into first year and I was in an economics class with 150 other people. I was like, wow. It was crazy. Yeah, it was really crazy. But yeah, I think you get used to it because you just get thrown into the deep end and you have no choice but to get used to it.
And I think maybe your experience in primary school or from going from school to school to school almost prepped you to be adaptable to change. And I think that's a very important skill to have, particularly in this day and age. Well, I think in any generation, really. I mean, if we talk to our parents' parents, they'll tell you they also had to go through so I think that almost equipped you for the various changes that life had for you. So Nomfanelo, currently an academic trainee at the University of Johannesburg Department of Accountancy. Why did you choose the academic trainee route? You've mentioned you love maths, you've had a love of maths, but why did you choose the academic trainee route instead of going immediately into industry?
So in all honesty, I don't think I chose it, but it's something that chose me. I applied for this position at the very last minute. Our lecturer Kevin was made an announcement about the post, and I was like, okay, you know what, I have nothing else to lose. I've applied to different companies, I haven't received anything back, let me just apply, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And then I honestly didn't even think they were going to take a second look at my CV rather. Wow. And then when I got offered the interview, I was really shocked. I was so surprised. And then I said, you know what, I have nothing to lose, let me just go for it.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I think that's just testament to life in general. And I've lived that, where when you don't pursue something, like when it's not your focus, where it's like you're not like, I'm gonna get that and I'm gonna do that, somehow it kind of just comes to you. But what I really loved, so I was part of the interviewing panel for the position, but what I really loved, number one, was that you were, I don't know if you had a chance, a choice to be, to get the allocation for the interview, you were the first person. I don't know if that was a choice, but if it was a choice, I'll always recommend people, if you've got a slot to be at a speaking or interview, choose the first. And if you don't have that opportunity, it's fine, but you were fortunate, I believe, to be number one, because number one, when you're being interviewed, sets the pace. And you, Nompumelo, you raised the bar like so high, literally so high. Like it was like, wow, you blew me away. And I love the way that you took that interview so seriously. How was it from your side, having to interview in front of people who weren't showing their faces? I was the one who showed my face. I was not comfortable at that point. And you were literally talking to a blank screen, but you showed us your face. You were like, you were present, you were prepared, you looked the part, you sounded the part, everything. How was it? How was that interview, an online, just online on a Zoom, just like this? How was that experience for you?
Sure, I think preparation is key. I think people really undermine being prepared and coming prepared. I'm lucky enough that my dad works in HR actually. Yeah. And yeah, my sister-in-law also has been interviewing a lot. So I'm like, okay, the Sunday before the interview, I'm like, okay, guys, I have an interview on Monday. Let us prep. Let's just prep.
Wow.
Peace. And so that was it. And they asked me all of the hard questions. I did preparation. I also went onto YouTube. I YouTubed different interview questions. I made sure I knew what was what I wanted to say. I practiced my slideshow. There was also a slideshow, a presentation that we had to do.
Yay.
I just made sure that I came prepared. Yeah, preparation is key.
Well, preparation is definitely key. And it's one of those things where... And I think I just want to qualify the statement I said before to say, you know what, things just come to you. But things come to prepared people. So you didn't have control of whether you were going to get the job or not, but you had control over how you were going to prepare for it. And it was so evident, Nompumelo, from your interview that you were so prepared, and you were prepared for the unpreparable, if that makes sense. Like you literally knew what you were going to say, but it wasn't like you were writing from a script. You were not reading from a script, but you had read your script before the interview. And so many are walking around unprepared. Opportunities come at the most unprepared situations.
Yes.
To be prepared and to speak. What is your story? What are you bringing to the table? And you definitely showed your story and you brought everything to the table. And so now you get this job as an academic trainee. It's your first official job, but you don't ever get to meet in person the people you're going to be working with. How has the past 6 months been for you? Basically working, not having the advantages of your predecessors, of getting to meet the people you're going to work with, the people you're working for, with, around, just being in that physical face-to-face environment where it's literally talking to a box to get your work done. How has that working been for the past 6 to 7 months?
Sure. I don't know. It's been really intimidating. I think you might, I don't think you remember this, but you actually taught me in my advanced diploma year. I think you were with us for 3 weeks. Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember you coming into the lecture room and you just lit up the room, and I was like, wow, this woman is so amazing.
Okay.
You were only there for 3 weeks, but you left such an impression on me. And so I remember when Kevin told me that I was going to be working with you and Solly, who had also lectured me, I was really intimidated.
Wow.
So again, before our first meeting on Zoom, I made sure that I prepared once again. I made sure that my connection was stable. I made sure that I knew what was happening. I think for me, really, the key is always to prepare. I know sometimes it's, you know, things can go left, but I mean, if you're prepared, you are calm, and you're able to come into it a little bit more focused. You know what you want to do. Yeah. So yeah, I think I was very intimidated at first, but
yeah, I can imagine, and that level. I always say, and I want to use my words correctly here, because sometimes a certain level of fear, I don't know if fear is the right word, is important, because it keeps us on our feet, where we don't take for granted the opportunities that we're given. And that's one philosophy that I have, where I say it doesn't matter what room I'm entering. So for instance, I only did lecture you guys for 3 weeks, the advanced diploma, and then I then realized, look, it wasn't like I was struggling to balance all the other things that I had. And for me, when I'm into something, I'm into it 100%. And I just realized that I was only going to be able to give you guys like literally 35%, literally. And I then, that's why I pulled out. But when I was there for the 3 weeks, I gave of my all. I am more human or immortal. It's just a philosophy that I live by, to say, you know, everything that you do, making your bed, brushing your teeth, do it with excellence. Because excellence is what attracts more excellence to you. And it's amazing that you were intimidated, because funny enough, we every single year when we get new academic trainees, we are also intimidated, because we don't know what to expect. Don't know who we're working with, you know. And so it's an amazing balance where we're also trying to ensure that we give our best to you, that this year is not a waste, because the worst thing is for you to leave this year. And Kevin always speaks about this. Kevin Thomas always speaks about it and says, it's what you put out there and what you take out of this experience that is going to build you. So it's been such an amazing experience working with you. And let's get right into working with you. So Nomfanelo worked with us, so Mr. Solim Odiba, with Financial Management 2A in the Department of Accountancy, with regards to the online learning experience and administration for our financial management students. She really took on the Work Smart Rewards program, which is a gamified program that we embed for our students. So it's basically, they get rewarded for the works that they get, they accumulate points, and they get different status levels. I literally taught Nomfanelo how to do that on Blackboard over one session, and she literally took over. And that is such a blessing to any leader. And I use the word leader, not saying that it's a status position, but a leader is somebody who has a vision, is trying to fulfill that vision. As you're trying to fulfill a vision, you don't have time to baby, sadly, people. You only have time to execute that vision, to explain that vision, to say, look, Nomfanelo, this is what we envision it to be for our students. And this is what I suggest that you do. So I always make sure that I give you the why behind what we do, and you figure out the what and the how. I'll give you the suggestions as to how to do it. And then you feel free. But wow, Nomfanelo, you literally blew my mind. You blew your level of excellence, your delivery, everything was on par. And then that's why I brought you on board to the personal development program that we then developed over the past 6 months. So I literally got the call to develop this program last year in November, December, to develop a personal development program, which consists of 6 units. And I really felt overwhelmed. I mean, I love creating things. I love getting a blank piece of paper and creating things. But wow, this program, I felt overwhelmed, because there's no textbook. There's not one textbook. There's no no predecessors that have come.
Yeah.
Let's copy that. And even if you want to copy and replicate, to get to even these programs that are being done by other people, you need 60,000 rands. Like, these are the type of programs, the leadership programs that are there. But wow, like I by the time I called upon your help, I literally was up to here and I was about to give up. But I just observed in the first month, the work that you did for us with Financial Management 2A. And I said, no, she may not know what we're doing here. I don't know either. But we're gonna figure it out. I'm sure there were times you were like, where is Mwatsi taking us on this thing? We have meetings. I'm not quite sure, but there has to be a video. We also need to do gamification here, but there has to be this. How is that experience on working on something that has never been done before? And I say that with the utmost humility, but literally, we had nothing else to hold on to.
Yeah.
And also balancing your work, your financial management 2A academic trainee work, and having Mwatsi under financial management 2A, having Mwatsi under personal development program. That was two completely different experiences for you. How was experiences for you without putting words into your mouth?
Sure. I think one of the mantras I try to live by, especially this year, was that I like to say to myself that Nomfanelo, you do hard things and you do them well.
Wow.
So that's something I tell myself, that if something gets too difficult, then you can do this and you're going to do it well.
Yeah.
So I think that was something, definitely I had to mentally tell myself that you can do this and you're going to do it well.
Yeah.
And then also just planning my time. I think that was really important. Setting up a schedule, setting up a plan about how I'm going to break things up, because sometimes things just seep into each other. I'm like, I have financial management, the startup, PPC, but like I made sure that I separated things and I made time for each of them separately.
Yes.
And I remember also telling my parents, like, what exactly are you guys doing? And I kept on trying to explain to them. But it's been such a great experience, honestly. Sure, this has been such a great opportunity for me. I told myself at the beginning of this year that when any opportunity arises, I'm just going to jump in head first.
Yes.
And I've learned so much. I think that was one of the greatest things. I've learned a lot about myself.
Yeah.
First of all, that how much I can handle. I never knew that I could handle so much pressure. I've also learned so much from the program itself.
Wow.
I think all of the research we've been doing to put this together, it's been such a great learning experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've really enjoyed it. I remember the day I burst into tears. And my family just looked at me like, okay, awkward. Like, I literally was like, I cannot believe this has finally come together. I'm launching it this Friday. And I literally was like, because I was tired, Mfunelo. I was tired. So you can imagine, you're doing videos, you're doing the course content, you're doing the quizzes, you're doing the thing. And I was just tired. My throat was finished. And I find it difficult delegating, because I think in a prideful way, I think nobody can do it as good as I can. And then when I saw your videos, I was like, oh my gosh, Nomfanelo, I really think it's even my videos, because your videos are so amazing. And you literally, I think the basic experience for me was that you accepted me. And in all my, because I know when I'm in the zone and I want to get something done, I'm not a very nice person. And I can, okay, I don't know, maybe you can let me know if I am, I don't know. But I think the niceness goes away, because I'm just like, let's do this. We can build the money, we can do hard things, Nomfanelo. We can do it, we can do it, we can do it. But the funny thing with this one compared to 2A was that I needed to tell me to keep doing this more than you needed me. I don't think you realized that, because I would literally all the time. I was just like, I can't do this. I really can't do this. Like, who is actually, what are we actually saying? Like, what? Because this was different to saying 10 plus 10 is equals to 20. You know, this is life. We're talking about life. We're talking about character building. We're talking about
yourself.
We're talking about adulting. We're talking about, and you took, of the six units, you took over two of the units single-handedly. Like, you literally spoke, you did branding yourself, and you, this is lived experience. You literally spoke about your lived experience. How do you prepare for interviews? How do you write a CV? And you've lived that. So it's not just you've written about it and you're expecting others to do what you didn't do. And I think that's what was so difficult for me doing this program, because as I created the content that I was responsible for, I also had to look at my life and think, am I doing what I said others should do as well. So it's always this self-reflection thing. So that, no, Novelette,
yeah.
It's so amazing working with you. In a few words, what has been the best and most challenging aspect
of
working remotely?
Sure, I think the one thing that I am forever grateful for about working remotely is not being stuck in traffic. I hate driving. There's one thing about me that everyone knows is that Nomfanelo hates driving. So being stuck in traffic, it really just aggravates me. And by the time I get to work, I'm really mad and I'm upset because someone cut me off. And so the fact that I don't have to get into traffic, that's just such, so yeah, that's my favorite thing about working remotely. And I think the worst thing, I think there's two. The first one is setting boundaries. I think you told me this in our first meeting. You're like, Nomfanelo, these students are going to suck everything out of you. You need to make sure that you set boundaries. And I thought, you know what, I've got this.
Yeah.
And I found myself answering emails at 11 p.m., at 12 p.m. I'm like, no, this is not going to work. and then I really had to sit myself down and say, Nomfanelo, you need to set time to say that at this time you would have been out of the office, you know, you would have been back home, out of the office, everything, you would have left it. So set the same boundaries for yourself at home and say, yes, I understand that you're writing tomorrow. It's frustrating, but at this time, I'm setting time out. I'm going to spend time with my family and I'm going to take time out for me. So that was definitely one of the most challenging things.
That with working remotely, and you and I are similar with our personalities, whereby we feel bad for not responding to an email, and especially if the email comes at 2 a.m., we feel we need to respond there and then. But what we then don't realize is that what we do for one, we must do to the other 800, you know, and what people don't understand is having one email is something, but having 800 separate emails is another.
Yes.
So I think I try to preempt, and sometimes you need to go through the experience, realize sometimes advice sometimes only helps when it's hindsight is 20 vision. What's that? Hindsight is vision 2020. When you look back, you're like, okay, no, now I understand.
Yes.
But you did a fantastic job. Like, the students were so amazed by your work ethic, your ability. You really helped Soli and I. You really, really did help. And then we could now use our energies to things that, you know, in other areas, because, you know, there are different parts to teaching and learning. We in other areas, we were able to research, we were able to make sure the marks are done properly, we were able to ensure that the content is still up to date, etc. And we all had our different roles, and it was really, really amazing working with you. So Nomfanelo, what are your plans for the future? What is the plan? I mean, I guess it's a bit of a silly question to ask in these times that we live in, where it's like, I just want to get to tomorrow. I don't know what the next 5 years have, but I still encourage people to dream big and see themselves in places where they don't. So what are your plans for the future?
Sure. I think this year has definitely changed my plans so much, because I honestly never expected myself to be in this role. Mm-hmm. But I find myself being really, really drawn to entrepreneurship these days. I don't know what it is, but definitely that's somewhere down the line in my future. I'm also still working on getting my CIMA qualifications. So that's definitely something that I'm working towards, I'm studying towards. I've also really liked the I'm also really interested in the manufacturing industry. I like the way things are made, and I want to get involved in that nitty-gritty process of making things and pricing them. So that's definitely somewhere in my future. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. I love to hear that. That definitely means you are using your qualification in alignment to what you want to do, because that's what cost management accounting is all about, to say, how do we appropriately strip this product into pieces and make sure that each
one
is costed correctly and then we price it correctly. So that's amazing, you know, like, thank you so much for taking this time out to chat to me and chat to all of us and talk to us about your experience this year. And I really, really appreciate all your work and all your efforts. And I'm sure all the first year BCom accounting students, when they start the personal development program, are really going to, you're going to leave such an impression on them, particularly with everything that you've done, the content that you've done, and everything that is going to then require of us in actually implementing the course. There's designing the course, and then there's now implementing and administrating the course. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also going to take extra. We can do hard things and do hard things well. Thank you so much, Nomfenelo. That has been such a time speaking to you. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for having me, Wadzi. This has been such a wonderful experience.
And thank you so much for coming. Cheers.